This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now listen, if you're having to listen on your smartphone, that's okay. You know, I mean, whatever way you got to get the show, and I appreciate it. We've had a special app just made for you. Now the Apple app was just updated, and I'm being told by the people who did the development, you have to uninstall the old one and reinstall the new one. But do what you got to do. I know there were plenty of you that had that. Some of you have been complaining about how it's working. So there's one way to fix it. But here's the deal. If you're driving around in your car and you have to listen on a phone, not the way to do it. Call the station. Call the local station. Say, why aren't you carrying this show? What is wrong with you people? And if you don't get the response you want, like we're putting it on next week, call me. Let me know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, you know, I love to tease our generations. I mean, we did some dumb things as kids, but I don't think our dumb things measured up to this kind of stuff. You know, we wanted to jump the Grand Canyon in our 10-speed bike. You know, that was how dumb we were. I don't think I ever thought of snorting condoms. I mean, seriously, this is how crazy this gets. So I brought somebody in that maybe can help me figure this out. Amanda Head is co-hosting. I'm the old white guy in the room. I don't get any of this stuff, okay? For me, it is so foreign.
I'll tell you why I'm an expert on this is because the whole condom snorting thing.
Yeah?
I used to do that with spaghetti when I was little. My brothers and I would snort spaghetti, loose noodles, like wet noodles, not like hard ones. And I grew up with two older brothers, so anything my two older brothers did, this dainty little lady did too. So I would, you know, we would see who could get them out, and then you just kind of, Condoms, way worse. But also, you know, there was this trend, I think when I was in maybe middle school, and I never did it, but I had friends who did it, where you would have a friend, like, hold your throat like this until you came, like, very near passing out, but they stopped before you passed out. And I can't remember what it was called. I keep on wanting to say huffing, but that's something completely different. But it was like a way to get like a high, I guess. I don't know. Look.
You know.
Look. It's well known that generations are getting dumber. I'm just not as dumb as the generation snorting condoms.
Yeah. You know, my mother listens to the show sometimes. I don't want to give her a heart attack. But, you know, I mean, the thing we used to do, the worst thing that we used to do was we'd pour real airplane glue, you know, model glue, mm-hmm. into a bag, and then we'd, you know, suck the fumes from the bag until you passed out.
See, well, that was supposed to be. That's pretty bad. Yeah. That's pretty bad.
See, that's what happened.
Like the fumes from Silly String. I remember people used to do something with that. Like they would,
really?
Like, breathe in the fumes.
Yeah, but you know, my question is always the same about this stuff. A couple of years ago was bath oil beads. They were smoking bath oil beads.
What?
And I said, okay, so here's my question. How high do you have to be to be walking
this is how
to the bathroom.
I think all this started. I think that people heard about the drug bath salts and they thought that it was actually bath salts. So they're like, oh, we can basically smoke anything at this point. So they just take some like lavender stress relief stuff that their mom has in the bathroom and just dumps it into some type of spoon, lights it, and then is like,
oh, you know. But do you think stuff like this condom sorority, now you see the videos, they're young men and young women doing it, it's not any one group. They look like they're going to gag on a regular basis, but again, it's all over the internet, it's all over YouTube.
Look, the more kids that try this and fail, the better we are at weeding out the weak parts of the generation.
Okay.
Sorry.
No.
I hope no kid has actually died from this because it's so I'm going to feel bad.
Yeah. But again, it's this crazy stuff. They think anything goes. And, you know, I've had people say to me, well, you guys had your, you know, you did your crazy stuff too. I said, yeah, but I don't know. What did we do that was like death defying? What did we do that was so whack? Like these kids, you were talking about them burning their arms on the stove. And it wasn't a flame. It was those red.
The coils.
Electric, the coils. Yeah. And they would, you know, put them on there, see how long they could put them on there. You're going, what part of this is exciting?
But here's the thing. I mean, everything is relative, right? Like, you know, growing up, watching TV, you know, like you, I wasn't alive then, but if you were watching TV in the 50s and 60s, if anyone said the word darn on TV, that would have been really, really bad, right? And now people can drop F-bombs on the reg. And it's not an issue at all. People, you know, there's practically nudity on cable television. There's just like a tiny little, you know, digitized little blurred out section. But it's all relative. I mean, like, people are getting dumber. But also, I think kids, and this is a universal thing, it's that feeling that, you know, nothing bad can ever happen. You're never going to die. And it happens with every generation. And some people never grow out of that. Like me, who flipped my snowmobile on March 5th when I was snowmobiling for my birthday, because I like to be reckless and do dumb things because it's somewhat of a thrill. But I would never snort a condom, let it be known.
But we had shows like MacGyver, okay? Showed you how, you know, right? What do they have today that they look up to? Or what do they have? Jackass. That was, right? I mean,
right.
Dumb and dumber.
We've gone from childhood pastimes of trying to figure out how to build cool to how can we smoke this, you know? Like, and it's just sad. And that this is why kids are going to college for things like Middle Eastern gender studies and, you know, any of these other stupid useless degrees that you'll never find a job in unless you're a social worker, and then you're going to complain that you don't get paid enough.
I was saying the other day, I said, how many anthropologists do we actually need? I mean, seriously, why does every college
seriously,
in the country
like
have one,
three.
Right? All right, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I will ask Amanda some of the questions. You know, the Amanda the Fabulous, according to you guys. I've got some questions for her you're asking in the chat room. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, buy the book, or buy the mug. Come on, I don't have one with me tonight. I got a good mug with me, but I don't have my regular mug. But coffee tastes better in a TRS mug. I don't care who you are. You'll taste the difference, but you'll never know unless you buy it. So you have to buy the mug. And I do appreciate it. You know, you buy those little things, I might be able to buy some new shirts. You won't be able to complain about what I'm wearing all the time. So I do appreciate the time that you guys have been spending with us and that you spend supporting the show. And let your loved ones, you can let your unloved ones, too. If you really want to play a trick on one of your liberal friends, tell them what a great liberal guy I am. Have them tune into the show. We could probably get them to pop an eyeball in about 30 seconds. So I do appreciate your time. Amanda Head joins me. She's the national spokesman for the Committee to Defend the President. You know, you guys should be defending the president, too, but that's a story for another day. She's also the host of The Hollywood Conservative. Amanda, thanks for being with me.
Speaking of playing tricks on liberals, guys, if you...
It's so much fun!
This is how I get people to sign up for my website. Just go over to my website, thehollywoodconservative.us, and enter in all the email addresses of all your liberal friends, and they'll start getting my newsletter every day.
I like it. Well, that's great. I got a whole list for you. So, but anyhow, you know, we were talking before the break. You know, people have some questions for you. I'm not so sure you know about the deadly force bill since the shooting up in Sacramento. And I think it's really funny how these guys that are locked into a room up there in Sacramento are now going to decide when a police officer has applied too much deadly force or not, and what group of people they're going to put together to decide.
So it's my understanding, we were talking about this before the show, that a cop, that they are trying to pass this bill that will prevent a cop from using any type of deadly force unless they feel like their life is in danger. Isn't that already the case?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it is. My brother's a cop, and the only time he ever engages his, you know, with the person with using his weapon is when he feels like his life is in danger.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure that's protocol already, so... Oh, I get it. You're wasting our time and tax dollars. Now it makes sense.
Well, they have to make it look like they're so concerned something. That they're willing to do something, and I get the biggest kick out of that. It's like, how about we just simply enforce the laws we have?
Mm-hmm.
And even the people that I have on that are not on the same page with me politically or what have you say the same thing. Just comply with the officer's commands.
Yeah.
We did a story on this. This young guy was running, right, through the yards, and even when he got to the yard, he didn't drop the cell phone he had in his hand. He didn't comply to anything they told him to do. What do you expect?
They thought it was a gun. And when someone's running and an object is in motion, then you don't know what it is. And I have people say all the time, you know, why can't they just aim for a limb or something? Okay, this is how Hollywood has ruined people's perception of how cops can behave or how cops can execute their skills. When you are shooting at a moving object, you aim at the largest area, like the largest surface area, which is their core.
Right.
Movies have ruined this because you have movies out there now where, you know, someone aims for an arm and somehow hits it, even though the arm is doing this. Are you kidding me? So no, cops can't aim for fingers or toes or arms or legs.
You mean they can't shoot a gun out of your hand?
Can you believe it? And these are people that if you ever took them to, like, to shoot sporting clays or something, they wouldn't even have the personal awareness and wherewithal to even aim probably within 30 yards of a clay pigeon.
Look, these are people that
have to be able to do that.
Two copies of Dumb and Dumber on their shelf. One is the unedited version, and then one is the...
Well, our world is getting dumb and dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber.
It never, ever, ever stops. Look, on the day that Martin Luther King was assassinated, New York City College University, their students, the black students, are demanding a person of color area only. All right. Yeah, I mean, this is up on
campus. Can you imagine Martin Luther King Jr. is rolling over in his grave right now? He is sitting there thinking, or lying there thinking, this is exactly what I fought against. You guys are actually segregating yourselves. We have officially done an about face, and we are going in the opposite direction.
Died? I mean, I don't mean this the way it's going to sound, but he died for nothing.
Yeah.
If we're going back to segregating people out, if we're going back to carving people out in their respective areas, he wasn't... Look, people don't realize something. It wasn't just the black community he was fighting for. Think about his words. Think about his...
Any community that was disenfranchised, yep.
Yeah. He wanted equality for everybody, and I don't believe the Dems are there. My mantra all year has been, it's not equality. They want control.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with equality whatsoever.
Well, you know, I think I said this on... Next Revolution with Steve Hilton, I think it was. I think it was. And Richard Fowler was sitting next to me, and Richard got so upset because I said, I truly believe that if Democrats could be guaranteed that illegal immigrants would mail in their absentee ballots for them, they would kick them out in a heartbeat. That's all they care about.
Yeah. But we don't have.
You're going to get some tweets right now.
No, hey, I don't really care. We need to start calling this stuff out for what it is. You know what? For years that I was screaming about voter fraud, we were told I just get the nasty messages. There's no such thing as voter fraud. Doesn't happen. The numbers are so small. Well, how is that possible when you have, in a lot of Obama's precincts up in his area, he had 108% turnout? You can't get 85% turnout if you offer people $10 a vote. They don't show up, okay?
And over 100% turnout, you're going to tell me that something's not twisted there? Either people voted twice, or people who weren't accounted for as citizens voted. It's easy. Yeah, it's very easy explanation. But you know what? I will say, in the last few days, I have started feeling better about California. Now, I still don't feel great about California.
Wow.
But
what kind of wine are you drinking?
It's very strong. But, you know, I hear people say all the time, you know, turn California red, make California great again. And I'm just like, you were seriously high on some Northern California hash.
Yeah.
Because it's never, I don't think it will, I don't think we will ever see it in our lifetimes.
No.
But,
I agree with you.
You know, it started with Los Alamitos, that little town who said, peace out, California, we're not going to buy into your... So they exempted. Mm-hmm. They voted to exempt themselves from the sanctuary state policies. Then on Monday, you had Huntington Beach, who voted 6-1 against HB 54 to sue the state of California. And now I'm hearing that West Covina City Council meeting to opt out of SB 54, and also San Juan Capistrano City Council voted 4-1 to condemn California sanctuary state law. I don't know what that means. I don't know if they will officially exempt themselves. But it's uplifting, and it makes me have just like a tiny bit of warm, fuzzy feelings for this state.
Well, you are definitely an optimist, lady, you know, because I'm waiting for what Becerra is going to do here any day now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Amanda Head, co-host with me tonight. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
You think Trump still likes this song? I'm Jerome Steen, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being totally part. And get involved. Get engaged. I used to say, just don't sit there drooling all over yourself and agreeing with us. Get up and do something. Go out to your local school board meeting. Go out to your local city council meeting. It all starts there. Nobody wakes up on a Tuesday morning and goes, hey, you know what? I think I run for Congress today. It doesn't work that way. You know, you poked me here. You got me. They get up. They run for city council. They run for school board. Okay? They don't do the job. And what do? You lunatics send them Sacramento. And then they get up in Sacramento. And guess what? They don't do the job again. And you send them where? You send them to the federal government, right? Because what? They're going to do something? Are you trying to get them out of your state? I mean, I don't get it.
Congratulations, you didn't do your job. Here's a promotion.
Yeah, bingo. The government way, right? My God. Oh, you're making me crazy, you guys. Because some of you,
crazy.
Yeah, and it's not a long drive anymore, really. Since I've been doing the show, it's a very short trip. Amanda Head joins me. She's national spokesman for the Committee to Defend the President. She's also got her own show called The Hollywood Conservative. Yes, I didn't stutter. It's called The Hollywood Conservative. Amanda, I'm having a lot of fun with you.
Well, like today. I told you last time, I kind of dragged my feet on purchasing the Hollywood Conservative domain because I figured there wasn't going to be anybody who was trying to get it. So, but sure enough, I do try to go buy it, and the HollywoodConservative.com is gone. And I didn't realize that people do this, but what's the term?
Squatting.
Yeah, but there's like something trolls. I guess it's like domain trolls, yeah. And they'll snatch up all of these websites. And this person wouldn't release it to GoDaddy for less than $10,000.
Oh yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I'll make it a cutesy little thing, and I'll go with the HollywoodConservative.us because I love the U.S. So it helps people with, like, memory association because they picture me doing this, so they remember that it's .us and not .com because I wasn't about to shell out 10 grand for that.
Oh, I don't blame you. There's plenty of people that do that kind of thing, and it's wrong, but we know they do it. There's no...
Look, I don't even know if I think it's wrong. I think it's opportunistic, and I wish I'd done it. Frankly, that's like that little Girl Scout selling her Girl Scout cookies outside the pot shop. I don't have a problem with that. That's freaking brilliant.
But that's true capitalism. There was a need,
so is
and she filled the need, you know? I mean,
that's how different is that than purchasing a city block and selling it off to businesses?
Oh, that's good. Hey, look, but holding your website name or holding a name... I don't think they were holding it just to make money off it. I think they were trying to keep.
Well, they didn't get this sucker. Because I went with the cheaper option.
Yeah, well.
So,
Okay, so let's get into the fun stuff, the stuff that I always love to talk about, because I love getting in trouble over it. The University of Maryland now is hiring somebody to promote abortion rights, but they're not asking them to technically promote abortion rights. Right. They want them to promote reproductive justice. And I don't even know where you go with that. But in light of that, these liberals are only willing to pay $9.25 an hour. How is that person supposed to live on $9.25 an hour?
Because you're not. I'm going to shift this conversation for just a second into minimum wage. Minimum wage is not supposed to be a life-sustaining commitment to life.
No kidding.
It's a step on the ladder. I'm going to go off on a whole nother tangent with that.
Go for it, because I love it.
I'm just trying to figure out what reproductive justice means. It seems like... I mean, first of all, a misnomer if you are attaching it to abortion, because I don't see any justice in that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like this is just slapping a fancy name on something and trying to make news and make yourself appear like you're this, like, you know, bastion of liberalism.
But if you
or something.
Use the word justice, you're fighting for somebody's...
I have grown to hate the word justice, honestly.
Yeah.
Ever since social justice warriors became a thing, I have grown to hate the term justice in its current context.
I don't blame you. The left has eaten up these words to the point where they don't mean anything. I was just telling somebody today that...
But hey, sometimes it works to our advantage because they've turned racist into meaning nothing.
Oh, exactly. 10 years ago, I don't know about you, but I would have been concerned if somebody said, hey, dude, you sound like a racist.
It's a serious charge.
Yeah.
I mean...
Not anymore.
Let's be truthful here. It is a very serious charge. Mm-hmm. For someone to call you that, that's one of the worst things that someone can call you.
Yeah.
Because that means that you use your preconceived notions about people before you even get to know them to judge them. And the Bible talks about judging people. That means that you are not only judging people, you are judging them on things that you don't know about them.
Yeah.
So that's a very, very serious charge. But nowadays, I mean, how many times a day do I get called a racist on Twitter? I literally was just checking my Twitter and just got called a racist by a guy.
Well, no, I've got one for you. We have, there's a Xander Gibb. Do you know who he is? Have you heard about him?
Yeah.
Okay, so Xander's on the show on a Friday night, and he's talking about how he doesn't agree with same-sex marriage. And they light him up, and they call him, you ready for this one? A homophobe. And so he says, okay, let me get this straight. I'm a gay man. I'm a homophobe. So I'm afraid of myself.
Right. Well, that's like Dolce and Gabbana, you know?
What? I mean, this is how asinine they've got. And the idea is if they throw these labels out, if they keep throwing these names at us, they think it's going to hurt, but it's gotten numb on the heads of other people. I mean,
absolutely.
Republicans hate women, we hate kids, we hate clean water, we hate clean air. I mean, I go down the whole list of everybody we hate, nobody's listening anymore.
But this is like I was saying earlier, you know, we don't necessarily even have to respond when people call us those names anymore. You know, we used to feel compelled to defend ourselves. You know, if you're a Trump supporter, you're automatically racist. Well, that's funny because there's the lowest black unemployment rate since they started taking the records in 1965. Ivanka Trump started this entrepreneurship for women initiative. So you know, and he's improving life all across the board economically, and a rising tide raises all ships. So it's helping out everyone. So we don't even have to respond to these charges. We just say, all right, fine, have a great day.
You
although I don't. I always have something to say.
You can't control yourself, right? Yeah, I know that. I don't know how many times she's seen me going for something. She's going, relax.
Yeah.
Just take a breath.
I mean, you know, I feel compelled to respond to this guy on Twitter, but I'm like, it's so not worth it. It is so not worth it to engage with people on Twitter. And one of my dear friends, you know, Gina Loudon.
Right.
When I first started doing what I'm doing and I started feeling the heat from never Trumpers and liberals and crazy maniacal people. And I reached out to her and I was like, this really sucks. Like, I don't know how to handle this. Because when I was in the music industry, you know, we had people comment on our music videos on YouTube and Vivo and all that kind of stuff. And people would be like, and I was in a pop duo with another girl. So it was the two of us. And a lot of our music videos are fun loving, like we're dancing and people are like, oh, you guys dance like idiots. You look like hookers, you know, but the comments that get slung at us now are these really, really nasty things. And so I called Gina one night and I was like, I don't know what to do. And she's like, honestly, she was like, if they are tweeting at you or commenting on your stuff, just ignore it. If it starts to become a problem, just block them. And so I haven't blocked too many people because I find that if you ignore them the first couple times, they eventually give up.
Well,
but
on Facebook, what I used to do is I'd get nuts with them, but I'd want to respond to them. And I'd get mad that people weren't responding to them. Now, we get a loon from the left that comes into the chat room or something. I don't have to do anything. They drive them away in a relatively short period. I mean,
yeah.
It's like throw fresh meat in a piranha tank. It's
yep.
Just dumb.
And that's the fortunate thing about, you know, a growing fan base is that at some point, you know, you get to that level where people will help you fight your battles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really, really awesome place to be because it helps you feel like, you know, when I'm sitting in my home in my apartment in Hollywood a year ago and I was getting berated by nasty names and I'm sitting here thinking I don't even know where to start. And then a year later, you have people who are actually helping you provide statistics and facts and information to these people. Or maybe they're not doing that. Maybe they're just going toe-to-toe with insults with them. I'm fine with that, too. It's like a dumpster fire. So
you were a victim of Love Trump's hate, right?
Right, yes.
I still haven't figured.
Yes.
I've seen the Love Trump hate
Love
sign,
Trump's
but
hate
I haven't seen
and
it.
Collusion and all of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to talk about myths of the left.
Oh, they use a whole different dictionary than we do. And if I thought I could write it in my lifetime, I would write their dictionary to explain actually what they're thinking. But I don't think.
But their dictionary changes because if this was 3 months ago, the word s-hole wouldn't have been in their dictionary until after it happened. And then it was in their dictionary 20 times a day on MSNBC and CNN.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host here with Amanda. Oh, my headset went dead. I'm here with Amanda. We'll be back in a minute.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcott, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time so much that you spend with me. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, but I want your email address. I send out one lousy email a week. I let you know who might be on the show, the topics going to be discussing. Yes, I sell stuff, but unlike Obamacare, you don't have to buy my stuff, all right? If you like it, you buy it. If you don't like it, you don't have to. Just help out. There are conservatives out there. There are conservative groups and causes and what have you. And let me tell you what, Facebook, Twitter, not our friends. So we rely on you to help us out, and I very much appreciate those of you who've signed up on Patreon, those of you who've bought the shirts and the coffee cups and what have you. I do appreciate it. And the book still sells, and the book still holds for today, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you've been taught to be afraid of or to hate, and you don't have to. You really just don't have to. And I do appreciate very much you being with me. Let me just get to my co-host tonight. It's Amanda Head. She's a national spokesperson for the Committee to Defend the President, also host of her own show called The Hollywood Conservative. Amanda, thanks again. I appreciate you taking the drive and being with me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Not many people know where the cave is, Amanda, so we don't give this place a...
Oh, I won't tell anybody.
We had a liberal give birth in the driveway one night. Left a nice...
To a demon?
Nice, yeah. You know the word you couldn't say earlier? That's what they left in the driveway. Yeah, there you go. But always fun stuff. But anyway.
So over the break, I just was looking up millennial trends. I was trying to find more of these like condom sniffing, Tide Pod eating things that they do. And I found something else that says that millennials are not as concerned with investing in themselves. Because on trend with the entire age demographic of Americans, 69% of Americans have less than $1,000 in their savings, and they spend $80 billion annually on lottery tickets. You don't have money in your savings, no. But you're buying the big lotto, really.
Wait a minute, though. You see this in Hollywood, right?
Oh, yeah.
I get the biggest kick out of this. You see the signs... 5 million, 10, right? You know the signs up in California.
Yeah.
The gas stations, liquor stores, they have signs as to what the lotto's up to. And you don't see any lines at 10 million, 11, 12 million, right? When it gets to 100 million and 200, all of a sudden the lines are at the door. Like
their chances got better when the numbers went up. It's the inverse.
10 million. I'm not going down here. It's $10 million. Who the heck wants to win $10 million?
Yeah, and you know, every time I've worked in a workplace where something, where, you know, the jackpot hit over whatever billion dollars, and they're like, oh, we can all pitch in and then we can all split it up. I'm still pitching in money to a black hole. It's like renting versus buying. You're not, like, you're just throwing money away. It's like, have you ever seen that meme where it's like, it's a guy just throwing money out a window, and it's like what it's like to have a daughter. He's just throwing money out the window. That's what buying a lottery ticket is. You're just throwing it out the window. You might as well just light it on fire and have some fun with it.
I remember that woman, Becky, she won the $750 million. And the guy says, yes, and the single woman from Lompoc, I said, not for long.
She'll
have a boyfriend before the end of the week, before the end of the broadcast.
If she's smart, she'll have multiple.
God. All right. So we've got, we kind of touched on it earlier, but I want to get more of your thoughts on this. So we've got a wave of migrants, because, you know, they don't want to call them illegals until they get here anyway, coming up through Mexico. Which I think is really interesting because Mexico has very, very, very tough immigration laws. And they don't let, I mean, I'm sure these people all have the proper paperwork to go through Mexico. And they're not stopping them. Why are they not stopping them? And then when they get to our border, there was a video, I don't know if you've seen it yet, I put up on our Facebook page the other day, which might have been the first pass to see what we'll do when they get to the border. It was about
when they were provoking the border agents.
Right, they were provoking the border agents. So was that a test run? What do you think this is going to go?
Which, by the way, those border agents acted perfectly.
Yeah.
I mean, there were rubber bullets involved, but no one walked away on either side with any serious injuries. Nope. But we're at this age and this place in our culture where the people of Mexico have gotten word how easy it is. There's an 88% chance of you being able to stay here if you claim that there is imminent danger. 88% chance of staying. And it's my understanding, I don't know, you know, if this is something that is in documentation with the UN, but when you are seeking asylum, you go to the next available safe country. Mm-hmm. The next available safe country is Mexico. It's not safe everywhere, and they've got their problems.
Yeah. Right.
But it's better than Honduras, which someone corrected me the other day, and I now know that Honduras is number one in murder now. It used to be El Salvador. Now it's Honduras.
Wow.
But Mexico is next. But you know what's really sad is that this caravan has somewhat dispersed because of Mexico's immigration policies. How sad is it that we are depending on Mexico's immigration policies, and they're strict. If you come there and you commit immigration fraud or anything like that, the first time you get kicked out. The second time you come there illegally, you get thrown in jail. I would love for us to do that here. If we did that here, our problems would be diminished by 90%.
And we'd have more people alive.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, seriously. I'm look at you had Rick. What was it, Rick Perry when he was a governor of Texas? He sent his National Guard to the border when he had problems. Funny how that worked, but the left tells us it won't work at all for us.
Right.
Right. As a country.
And you have people, you have border agents and ICE agents telling you it works. Walls work.
Yeah.
An increased presence at the border works. Fencing, fortified fencing works. And yet they're like, no, that's not true. Really? How does it benefit them to lie about that? But it doesn't fit their narrative, so it's got to be untrue.
No. The story I like the most is that, you know, California thinks it's all full of itself and it can do whatever it wants to do. You know, you and I both know they have those border checks in San Diego, but they're not at the border. You've got to come up a ways before you come on them, right? So what's happening now is technically that's federal property, right? They're federal agents, federal property. So what I love is Californians are getting pulled over or stopped there, and they've got a bag of dope on the seat or in the back, right? The dope sniffing dogs find it. And here's a Californian going, well, wait a minute, this stuff is legal in California. The federal agents look at them going, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just
can't have it both ways.
Right.
Yeah.
You got nothing. You know, it's my fear with California is we have such a prideful attitude that we know what's right. Or when I say we, I'm talking about our legislators.
Right.
They know what's right for us.
Right.
They're passing these laws. You know, I was talking to you about Prop 8. We passed the Prop 8 law, and then we passed the Prop 8 constitutional amendment.
Yeah.
Right? And then what do? Californians as a whole send these legislators, these nut jobs, to Sacramento, and they overturn everything that people vote for.
If California is so wise and so magnanimous and so perfect, then why, when my mom comes to visit, is she saying, oh my gosh, there's homeless people on every corner? There's a new apartment building out a block down from me that's $3,600 for a one-bedroom apartment, and they have tents posted up outside of a $3,600 one-bedroom apartment building. And, liberal policies work? What?
Yeah. You know, we were talking about this the other day. San Francisco has poop maps. Do you know that? There's an actual app.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
There's poop maps.
Yes.
Okay. And you talk about what's going on up there, and they so accepting and so loving, except if you actually live there and you actually pay your taxes and actually want to be, you know.
Well, I saw an interview with a San Francisco, you know, elected official. I don't know if he was city council or what, but it was after they had just released the results of like a citywide block walk that they had done where they found like 300 bags of litter, like thousands of needles.
Oh, yeah. Piled in the street.
Hundreds and hundreds of piles of human feces.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't remember who was interviewing this guy, but he's like, you know, San Francisco and Northern California has been under Democratic control for nearly five decades. So whose fault is it? He blamed it on the federal government.
Yeah, of course.
Donald That's Trump. A real big stretch, bud.
Well, and again, nobody steps up to say, you know, the problems that we're having with health, because when the human feces dries out, it becomes, you know, dust in the air. And they know what's causing it, but they won't, you know, again, what is it, the HIV, was it HIV? Now that if you pass that on.
It's a misdemeanor.
It's a misdemeanor now.
Equal to petty theft or speeding. That's misdemeanor.
You sit there and say to yourself, wait a minute, this is nuts.
Yeah, you contract someone with a lifelong, incurable disease that they are going to have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars on keeping it at bay. We're now in a climate where you don't die from it, but you have to maintain it and you have to control it.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, probably out of pocket, because let's face it, they're not rich enough to have Obamacare because the bronze plan is $600.
Well, no. Don't worry about it, because soon we're actually going to have a single-payer health care in California. Right. It won't be a problem. All right, Amanda, real quick, where can people find you?
TheHollywoodConservative.us on Twitter at the HWCon.
You will be back more often, and I'm going to try to talk her into filling in for me on the nights I can't be here. Let me know what you think. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me today. I always appreciate your time with me. God bless and have a great rest of the day.